understand the man. What more could you ask for? We talking building businesses and entrepreneurs. Next level, elevating, steady working it. Featuring guests, sharing their products and services. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. Stand the man, let's go.
Hello, everybody. Today, we are excited and happy to have with us on as our guest on the Stand the Man podcast, Vanessa Woods White, the owner of Divine Perfection Body Care. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And of course, we're excited to have you on. You have so many amazing products that you have in your business. So let's just jump right into it. If you could, for our listening audience, describe the type of business that you have.
Well, we have a lifestyle brand that is all about self-care. So we really aim to help people understand to keep themselves at the top of the list so that way they can be the best version of themselves throughout their lives. Pretty simple.
Very good.
We do that through offering some vegan self-care products for men and women. So everything from body wash to body butters, body scrubs, bath teas, cool soaps, all sorts of things, beard oils for the men. So we really cover really top to bottom, so to speak, for men and women. And we also offer apparel and some other merchandise as well.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Also, just wondering, as an entrepreneur with the Divine Perfection Body Care, how did you get started? How did it come about? How did you decide to do this as your business?
Oh, wow, Stan. Well, this starts almost a decade ago. When my daughter was really small, I was a single mom, just really trying to make ends meet. And I was making candles at the time and just really doing that for some side money, if you will. So at that time, I lived in LA and I was selling soaps and candles out of the trunk of my car, like literally driving around LA, just making sales and just trying to get some extra cash, honestly. But at that time, I also had a really demanding career. So trying to do both got a little overwhelming at one time. So I stopped completely doing anything, you know, on the side, so to speak.
Okay.
And then about 7 years ago, I picked back up and I said, you know what, because it just kept kind of itching at me, you know, it just that passion wouldn't go away for what I was doing. And I started back again. I said, okay, I'm going to really do it this time, you know, really kind of gung-ho on it, but still had this crazy career going on. So I really did it as a side hustle. And then when I moved to Texas about 3 years ago, I decided to take it full-blown, do the online store. And I've done pop-up shops throughout the years all around DFW. And the business has really grown. So I am very thankful.
Fantastic. You know, interesting in you sharing that you were selling your products out of the trunk of the car. It reminded me of Master P back in the day. no one was playing his music. So he started out by selling his CDs out of the back of his trunk. And of course, they became a hot seller and the rest is history. And now I'll just say his net worth is huge right now.
Oh my goodness. Look, also, can I mirror that?
and then also, and just a little bit of history, and then I have another question for you. That is that he actually ended up getting Snoop Dogg on his label. This is back in the day when Suge Knight ended up having to go to jail. And this particular story is told in part of Masterpiece story. He, you know, of course, Suge wasn't easy to let people go. So he went to visit Suge in jail, and then so basically he basically let Suge know I want Snoop, and you know, how much is it going to cost? So he slid him a paper to show it to him, and you know, Suge shook his head. But then when Master P said he would give him $1 million to get Snoop on his label, he let Snoop know.
You know, I don't think I knew that story until now. I learned something every day.
No problem. This is a special that was on recently, but it just goes to show that, of course, for some folks, $1 million might sound a lot, but it was mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg, and they ended up doing a whole lot of great things. So anyway, that just reminded me of that.
That's awesome.
Yes, and so I always like these success stories, especially with entrepreneurs. That's why we have you on today. Another question for you. Now, we know that COVID-19 has changed the scope of how not only we live our lives, but how we do business. So mm-hmm. I wanted to just hear from you any adjustments or things that you have decided to do differently, or are you doing things at the same level?
Sure. No, definitely differently. Like you say, COVID has really changed the way we approach everything, right? Our buying power, the choices we make, our dynamics at home. I mean, it has hit every facet of everyone's life. So in the business world, for me, really when March hit, I almost felt like a rug was pulled from under me, because obviously sales completely halted, right?
Right.
And all everybody was focused on was getting toilet paper and any kind of disinfectants that they
right.
could find.
Exactly.
Right? So I said, okay, I've got to get in on this game some kind of way. So I ended up, I had to pivot so fast, Dan. It was almost like a blur, really. I had to pivot really quickly. So I ended up creating a plant-derived hand sanitizer.
Okay.
So the thing with our products is that we really try to keep everything vegan, paraben-free, cruelty-free. So, and trying not to use a lot of harsh chemical if we can avoid that. So I ended up creating a plant-derived hand sanitizer. And Stan, I couldn't keep them in stock.
Oh, okay. You sound like all the major carriers that... They were selling out pretty fast.
Yes. I remember I had done like a pre-sale on them. I hadn't even put them on the website yet. And I just kind of sent out some communication to, regular customers and things like that, and said, hey, this is coming. This is what I've got. So people were reserving their bottles before I could even get them on the website. So by the time I got them on the website, more than half the inventory was gone. And before I knew it, in a matter of 4 hours, I had completely sold out.
Good.
So I knew I was onto something. So obviously I continued that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And then other things too, realizing that people are staying at home much more, and, how we can really add self-care into their routines. Because like I say, the dynamics at home had completely changed. Moms are now being school teachers and working from home. So those stress levels really skyrocketed for a lot of people. So, we had done some polls and communication and things like that. And we ended up coming up with a detox bath tea that has been quite popular too, because, you can't get out and get to the spas, but we can really create that quiet, tranquil space in our own homes, in our bathroom. So we really geared some focus towards that as well.
Very good. I was going to ask you, it sounds like you may have touched on this a little bit. That leads into my next question. I was going to just ask you, would you say that are some of the popular products that folks want to get from you, and it's hard to keep them on stock?
Wow. It's so funny, because right before our appointment today, I was wrapping, we have an all natural sea moss and turmeric facial cleansing bar, which is an all natural product. It's a facial cleanser that's designed to help with hyperpigmentation, anti-aging. If you know anything about organic sea moss, it has all these vitamins and nutrients in them. I cannot keep these things in stock. It's crazy. I launched them in June, and I can't keep them in stock. it's interesting. So that has been really fun. That's probably one of my number one products right now, is the sea moss and turmeric facial bar. And then just last week, I launched a night-night. It's called Night-Night. It's an all-natural elixir. Okay. Moisturizer that you can use on your face at night. And these are products that can be used by men as well. So a lot of times people think, you know, women are the only ones concerned about grooming and skincare and all that. No, no, no. Men are definitely getting on board. And these are all natural products. So you can pair this elixir, you know, with your nighttime skincare routine. And it works beautifully with the sea moss and turmeric bar. So I think right now those are probably my top two. And then we've got the detox bath teas, as I mentioned as well, where you could drop these teas in your bath. They have coconut milk in them and all these fun natural products. And you just come out feeling rejuvenated, refreshed, and like you could just take on life.
Very good. And I'm glad you mentioned that for the guys, because you know, I was fortunate. I grew up not only with a brother, but I had two sisters. Mm-hmm. And so it was through them. And then my mom, I was seeing all this. Yeah, you know, I've always had respect for women, but once I found out everything that ladies do to continue to beautify themselves, the respect level even went up a few another levels, because I would watch them, you know, my mom and my sister, they would do this stuff at night and then they would, you know, in the morning they would do this stuff on their face in the morning and, you know, in the bathtub. And so, you know, I was like, wow, this is really interesting. And then, make a long story short, I just, back in the day, I did a little bit of modeling, and then I found out and discovered, and that was something we learned in our training, to do things with your face and whatnot. Because, you know, if you're doing headshots, you got to have a good looking face. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just, I'm glad that you shared that, because I think there are some guys that think these products are only for women, but, you know, our skin is the biggest organ on our body. So we got to really take care of that.
Absolutely.
The most that we can. The other thing I was going to ask you is this, that what advice would you give to an entrepreneur, someone that wants to start their business and they're just starting out? What kind of advice would you give to them now that you have experienced your business and you've done it for a while, someone just getting into it, what are some of the key things that you would tell them that they should take a look at?
Well, you know, As you know, entrepreneurship has its ups, its downs, its hills, its valleys. You know, you've got these times where things are going 100 miles per hour, and then you got times where things are slow. So I think the one thing is you have got to always go back to why you're doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Right? Because you're going to have those moments where you're like, oh my gosh, should I still be doing this? You know, this isn't looking the way. And then tomorrow is like your website will explode.
Right.
So, you know, I think if you keep your mind on the why, you know, why are you doing this? What about this ignited your passion in the first place? Right. So whenever I have kind of those dry times in business, I always just go back to my why. And honestly, I have it posted on my studio wall, because I'm a visual person, so I need the visual.
Okay.
So I really believe if you keep that why in front of your face, you're not going to lose sight, and that will continue to give you the motivation to keep moving forward in those times where you start to second guess yourself and wonder, you know, if this is what I should really be doing. And then the other thing I would say is, you know, no successful person has ever done it all alone. They've never been alone in the process, right? So like you shared the story about Master P and Snoop, right? That's a partnership. So you really need to connect with other people that, even if you see them as a quote unquote competitor, you need to connect with other people to build the relationships to help you towards your success, because you can't do it all by yourself.
Right. The it's interesting you mentioned that, the ability to stay on track. So I think about Tyler Perry, because for most people know that now he's a billionaire, but we mm-hmm. know that a lot of people don't know part of his story is that you know, back in the day he was homeless, he you know, just getting started, he was sleeping in his car. Mm-hmm. And what he would do, he would take his flyers for the plays to the church, and he would encourage folks after church to go to his place. So and now as we know, he has, you know, he's been able to build a major studio in Atlanta. It's one of the biggest. And the last item I'll just say is that I saw him in an interview some months ago. They were asking him what happened, why did he leave Hollywood, and he was saying that it was a challenge for him to get his films done. So he decided, like Spike Lee, well, I'll just do it myself. And you know, the rest is history. Yes. We're just gonna, we're just about out of time here, so, but I wanted to just say that for someone that is considering your products or products, what is something that they should consider as they, you know, they take a look at the website? I know it's divineperfectionbodycare.com. Here's a better question, I believe. Okay. What are some of the needs that you're finding out that people need to have from your service, but from your products, I should say, but they're not even aware of it?
You know, that's a great question. You know, we really try to keep things easy for you to add to what you're already doing. Okay. Right. So for instance, if you, obviously most of us, you look at your shower right now, you've got bottles of body wash in there, right?
Right.
But what you may not have are body washes that are vegan or that have no parabens in them and that are cruelty free. So we have products that probably you're already using, but this could be a healthier option for you in terms of, you know, number of chemicals and things like that. The other piece is, you know, we really do aim for high quality. So although our products are what I call wallet friendly, right? They're very wallet friendly. Right. And again, that helps you to integrate these self-care items into your budget, into your wallet, because you don't want to spend $50 on a bottle of body wash. But you know what? When you look at that $8 body wash and you know that that is handcrafted, that is vegan, it's paraben free and cruelty free, you're a little bit higher likely to add that to what you're already using, or perhaps even replacing what you're using, because it is wallet friendly and of high quality. So it's kind of hard to find both, you know, on the marketplace right now, is where, you know, you're getting high quality products, but they're still very affordable. So we really do aim to make this easy for you to integrate into your life.
Good. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Vanessa Woods White, owner of Divine Perfection Body Care. And you can go to our website. It's divineperfectionbodycare.com. She's also on the gram, Divine Perfection Body Care. And Vanessa, would there be any other ways that someone could contact you if they were interested in getting on board and getting some complimentary products to take care of that skin?
Oh, sure. You know, we're also on Facebook as well under Divine Perfection Body Care. We're on Twitter. So also, if you join our mail list, we do some really cool things. You know, a lot of, shops and things like that will send you emails and things about their products. But we do things. We do self-education for self-care. We give tips and other resources. So it's not just about the product. It is really about creating an entire lifestyle about it. So if you join our mail list, you get some free cool stuff. You get updates and exclusive offers. So it is really about a community and just really making it all about your lifestyle.
Well, fantastic. I think it's great that you're creating an entire experience for everyone that ends up getting connected to you. I think that is great. We want to thank you so much for being on the Stand a Man podcast. We wish you all the absolute best moving forward. No problem. We're looking forward to hearing continued great things from you. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stan, for having me. And I hope everyone has a divine day.
That's fantastic.
Stand the Man podcast with business and entrepreneurs.